Come, Holy Spirit, come, fill our hearts, minds, and imaginations with your mighty power and burning love to serve Jesus Christ and worship faithfully our Lord God. Amen. Exactly 4 years ago this week, I stood in an open-air cathedral in the western region of Uganda, in a place called Kasese, Africa. The Anglican cathedral in the Diocese of Rwenzori consists of the brick exterior walls, a metal roof, a temporary altar, and white plastic chairs, like those sold in every Walmart. A common practice in Africa is build until you run out of money, wait for more donations, and then continue to build. The cathedral, begun in 1992, had no doors, and no windows, a dirt floor, and was built like so many of the world's great cathedrals in the shape of a cross. As I entered the cathedral with Bishop Zebedee Masareka and his wife Stella, affectionately known as Mama Stella, I was overwhelmed by the more than 1,000 men, women, and children gathered to celebrate the Holy Eucharist at 7:45 in the morning. I was overwhelmed as well by the Spirit of God in that place. At the time of the offertory, a layperson stood in front of the altar with a large basket as the Archbishop of Uganda invited the congregation to come forward with their offering. At about the same time, the skies darkened and the wind began to blow through those windows as the tropical rains approached from the mountains. All were standing and singing, and I witnessed literally hundreds upon hundreds of people, mostly very poor, many without even shoes, and only the clothes on their back, come forward and place their coin or coins or bills in the basket. And I knew as well that I was witnessing the very power of the Holy Spirit blow through those unfinished walls. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning." Ponder with me on this Pentecost. The question, what is the Holy Spirit like? What are we to testify on Christ's behalf? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Here we find God as the very essence of empowering truth, and as a comforter. The Holy Spirit is, if you will, the power of Almighty God who leads us into all truth. Without the Holy Spirit, we would find our Christian lives to be without energy, to be directionless as to the ways and mind of God. In today's gospel, as Jesus is preparing his disciples for his ascension to heaven, they could not imagine how they would go on without him in his fleshy, earthly form. What would they do when Jesus was not standing at their side, was not sitting at table with them? They did not yet possess the knowledge or experience of the gift of the Holy Spirit that would help fill their emptiness and give them courage and strength to move forward and establish the Christian church. God in Christ was about to empower with courage those first Christian disciples to move forward, dream big dreams, and accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit, as well, is known as the Comforter. Jesus' promise to his disciples was that he would not leave them comfortless. You and I have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit at baptism. And if we have been confirmed, that gift was confirmed again in our confirmation. And it is that God is always there for us, both in the joys and sorrows within our lives. One of the hardest things I witnessed in Uganda occurred during one of several visits to the poverty-stricken villages in the region of Kasese. I traveled on these visits with a nurse and with a social worker, and we were going out to the homes of families that were receiving some care from them and also checking on their condition. This particular visit involved a mother and her very sick 5-year-old daughter named Mary. Mary was HIV positive, the result of mother-to-child transmission of the disease, and had a severe case of malaria. As I stepped into their mud, sort of brick home, just one room, dirt floor, very dark, a few things around the corners of the home, I could feel Mary's fever. She was burning up as I sat next to her. And I could not imagine what it would be like to be a mother that could not comfort her child with a Tylenol, with an aspirin, or with even a cold, damp cloth. Can you imagine? But even in the midst of such sadness and despair, the Holy Spirit was present in that tiny mud home as we prayed together. Jesus never leaves us comfortless. And we were able to get to them some of the medical needs for that child. The paradox of the Christian faith that I experienced in Uganda is that when you live in extreme poverty, it seems that people are much more willing to take hold of that cup of Jesus that we're about to hold up in just a few minutes. They take hold of it, this very cup of life. We that have so much in comparison are often apt to seek to take hold of something else in place of that cup from our Lord Jesus. The Anglican Christians that I worship with on that wind-swept, rainy morning in Uganda held that cup, that chalice of life, boldly and proclaimed that Jesus was the center of their life. Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They embraced the work of the kingdom of God. And this is what it is to testify, in Jesus' words, on his behalf. Anglican bishop and theologian N.T. Wright, in his latest book, Simply Jesus, writes the following. The work of the kingdom, in fact, is summed up pretty well in those Beatitudes. When God wants to change the world, he doesn't send in the tanks. He sends in the meek, the mourners, those who are hungry and thirsty for God's justice, the peacemakers, and so on. Just as God's whole style, his chosen way of operating, reflects his generous love, sharing his rule with his human creatures, so the way in which those humans then have to behave if they are to be agents of Jesus' lordship reflects in its turn the same vulnerable, gentle, but powerful self-giving love. He writes, it is because of this that the world has been changed by people like William Wilberforce, campaigning tirelessly to abolish slavery, by Desmond Tutu, working and praying not just to end apartheid, but to end it in such a way as to produce a reconciled, forgiving South Africa. By Cicely Saunders, starting a hospice for terminally ill patients that then spread throughout the world. I saw it this past Tuesday as I surprised our people that were volunteering at our clothing bank ministry here in Woodford County. I had not yet been to it, and I wanted to see this ministry firsthand. Some of those that were working that day are here in the midst of this congregation. And I went in and learned about this ministry where the Christian churches throughout this community take their turn in both donating and handing out to those who come in need without question clothing and other household items. They're given a bag, and they're able to fill it with everything that they need in the name of Jesus Christ. That is what Jesus means to be an agent of his mission. That is the Holy Spirit at work in our midst. Today, Jesus offers to each of you anew the cup of life, as the Holy Spirit seeks to fill the church and seeks to fill our lives. And we together can find comfort and strength as we take hold of the chalice, as we take hold of the bread. To find comfort and strength in the Holy Spirit, to live fully, to serve fully, and to imagine fully the possibility for our lives and the kingdom of God. Amen.